Vayichi Yaakov. The Baal HaTorim writes, Vayichi is gematria 34. Because Yaakov lives in Mitzrayim, Shvas Reishona, 17 good years. 17 is Toiv, is gematria Toiv. Yaakov had another 17 good years. The original years by Yosef. When Yosef grew up until 17 years old, those were also the good years of Yaakov. So Vayichi Yaakov, the Levitic Yaron of Yaakov, were the 17 years that Yosef was by him, and the 17 years, the last years in Mitzrayim. Those were the Toiv Shonim of Yaakov. The Svarim explained that we know Maisa Ovis Simin Labonim, the same way everything that Yaakov goes through is representing various things of Klal Yisrael's Tzoros through the Golos. Vayeovik Ish Imoi Ada Lois HaShachar is the Melchama of all the Umois against Yaakov. The 17 years in Mitzrayim is already like Olam Haba. The same way it is Maisa Ovis Simin Labonim of all the different Golos. So for Yaakov, the 17 years of Mitzrayim represents already Higiyo L'Menucha V'Nachla. For Yosef, Pakeret, it's the start of the Golos. But for Yaakov Avinu, these were the years, the Chai Shonim of Yaakov, that he was already Ki'ilu Me'ein Olam Haba. He spoke the other week, that's why when Yaakov meets with Yosef, Yaakov says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, which is Midas HaRachamim, and Elokeinu, which is Midas HaDin, it's all culminated into Hashem Echad. We reach the Geula. He sees already the end of the story. Yosef starts crying. Yosef is not holding there. Yaakov is able to say Shema Yisrael. Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lomos, Yaakov Avinu lives 147 years. There's one other place in Tanakh, by David HaMelech, it says Vayikrevu Yimei David Lomos. The Baal HaTorim says there's a parallel. Yaakov lives 147 years, and he says that's Keneged, the 147 Mizmoirei Tehillim. We know that we have 150 Mizmoirei Tehillim. Vayistachos, we know the Gemara says in Brachos that Kapitel Aleph and Kapitel Beis is really one Kapitel. And there's another Kapitel also that's both Kapitlach are considered one. And it's still 149, but we're going to see in the Hemshech HaParsha, you're allowed to be off by one in the Gematria, but that's the remez of David's years. Now, why did Yaakov live 147? There's a different machlokes in the Mefarshim. We know that the Avos, each one of the Avos was supposed to live 180 years. Yitzchok lived 180 years. Yitzchok did. Avraham Avinu was nifter 5 years early, 175. 5 years early, so he shouldn't see Esav go Latarbus Ra. Esav was 15 years old. That's when he went Latarbus Ra. But Yaakov lives much less. Yaakov lives 147 years. Why was he matzit so many years of the original 180 that he was supposed to? The cheshbon is he lost 33 years. 147 is he was matzit 33 years of the original 180 that he's supposed to be. Yitzchak Taka was 180. Avram lost 5. What's Yaakov's 33? So there's different mahalchim in the Midrashim and in the Rishonim. The Baal HaTorim says pshat, because when Yaakov meets with Laban and he's complaining that someone stole the trophim, and Yaakov at that point didn't know who stole the trophim, he said, Eisasher im timtza esalehecha, your trophim, lo yichye. Yichye is 33. And by Yaakov giving that klala, lo yichye, he lost 33 years of his life. The Daskenim, Yibalei HaToisvus, brings a different shot. That when Yaakov meets with Parai, it says, Vayomer Parai el Yaakov, kama shnei yimecha yechi, how old are you? And Yaakov complains back and he says, Yimei shnei megurayo ma'at v'royim. He complains. They weren't ma'at v'royim hayu shonai. He complains. And in that pasuk where Yaakov Avinu was complaining about how hard his life was, there's 33 words. Shrek Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. The actual words that Yaakov said, ma'at v'royim, isn't 33. It's a lot less. The 33 words is that Pare asks Yaakov, how old are you? And Yaakov answers back, I am 147 and my years will ma'at v'royim. Why does the question of Pare, Vayomer Pare el Yaakov, why does that mitstarif to the 33 words? Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, because the reason Pare asked the question is because he saw that Yaakov on his face looks like he's been through a lot. And that was the time, even the way Yaakov looked, that triggered off the question. And even the Torah's narrative, I say, so Vayomer Pare el Yaakov, and Vayomer Yaakov el Pare. That's also part of it. The Torah had to write that also. That's part of the 33 years. In the Zohar, we actually find a different mahalach for the Cheshbon. Meaning, we were just speaking out that Yaakov was supposed to live 180, as all the others. Avram was 5. And then Yaakov lost 33, either because of the Yichi of Rachel, by the Trophim, or because of allowing to say Ma'at V'Royim. But the Zohar has a different Cheshbon. The Zohar says, we know that the MS, David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live at all. And he got 70 years from Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. He gave 70 years to David. But the truth is, after the Chait and everything, the years of the 70 years of David have to come again from the Ovis. The Ovis are the ones that are Misak in the world. But the Zohar goes with a different cheshbon. He says Avram gave 5 years to David because he was supposed to live 180. So he gave 5 years to David. Yitzchak didn't give anything. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin. Yitzchak doesn't give. Yaakov, he says, we don't cheshbon from 180. We cheshbon from 175. We go down only from 175 where Avram lived. Yaakov gave another 28 years to David. And then you go to the next generation, Yosef. Yaakov lived 147. Yosef only lived 110. That's another 37 years Yosef gave years. And that's what we're going to see later on in the end of the parasha. Yosef is considered a little bit of an Av. Besides that, he's one of the Bonim, but he's also a little bit of an Av. For this cheshbon, he also is from the Noisnei Ashonim to Adam HaRishon. There's one other interesting thing. This Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Brachas, it says that the Rekiah is worth is 500 years. Mahalei Chamesh Me'ai Shona. And the Yerushalmi in Brachas says the idea that the Rekiah and the Olam is 500 Shona. The Indian is, because the Ovis, if you take the years that the Ovis lived, all three Ovis together, it adds up to 500. Avram is 175, Yitzchak 180, Yaakov 147. It's all together is 500. And that's what it means. The Rekiah is 500 connected. The Ovis to Olam that were 500. So the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi asked, if you add up 180, 175, and 147, it's 502, not 500. So the Teretz is, Avram Avinu was Hikir es Boiroi at the age of 3. The Gemara says, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili. Avram Avinu was Hikir es Boiroi only when he's 3 years old. So the first 3 years of Avram doesn't count because he wasn't Makir es Boiroi yet. So you take off 3. So then it's 499. But we said a gematria could be off by 1. 4 was off by 2. Or if you're learning Cheska Sabata, maybe Avram Avinu was Hikar as Boiri in the middle of the 3rd year, when he was 2.5. It was Mixas Shonim. It was Mamash Agansa Gimel Shonim, or it wasn't Sholi Shonim Yoim Li Yoim. Now, anyways, Yosef hears that Yaakov is sick, and it says, Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev Alamita, Rashi says, Talo Be'idna Sagadle. Even though Yaakov is the father, Yosef is the son. But it's Yosef's time now. Even the shul, when it's his time, you bow down to him. You show covet to the shul. So the Imri Emes, he said, "I'm worried the Gevart. Who's a shul? A shul is someone that's smart. A shul always represents the fox, represents the one that's smart. The shul has pikhus to know when it's his time. Meaning, a lot of people have their chance in a lifetime, a chance in a year, a chance in a long tkufa that, oh, today's that is his chance, his opportunity. A lot of people miss their opportunities, keep on missing opportunities to miss opportunities. The shul, the pikkus of the shul is that he knows if it's taka his time, at least rise to the challenge, chaper arayin, do it. Be able to chaper arayin what you're able to. That's the yisoid of talib ibn sagadim. Now he gives him here a bracha, he asks who these children are, and he tells them, Ephraim u'menashe kiruven v'shimen yuli. State a big yisoid. First of all, the Baal HaTurim already says, Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruvim v'Shimon. Interesting, the Baal HaTurim says, in Gematria, Ephraim and Menashe is the same Gematria as Ruvim v'Shimon. Just it's off by one. That'll be off by one. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvim v'Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe is one more. And that's why it says, V'anoichi, this is as I say in the Mishan, Anoichi nasati lochem shchem achad alachecha. You get one more than the brothers. Ephraim and Menashe are like Shvatim. We're going to speak about this concept a lot now. Yosef, on one hand, is one of the 12 Shvatim. But on the other hand, he's a shtickle of an Av. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Nor Yotzo Eser Tipois Midein Tziporne Yodov, when he was Oymid bin Isoyim by Eshes by Tifar. And instead, he left with only the 2 Shvatim. Over Ephraim and Menashe are like Shvatim, are like Reuven and Shimon. And in Gematria, there are even one more. Ephraim and Menashe, Kir Reuven and Shimon Yili. And we give a bracha, we say, Yisimcha Elikim, Kefraim Bechemenashe. L'doiros, whenever a child gets a bracha, you know, when you bench a girl, a daughter, you say, like the imahis, Yisimech Elikim, Kesara Rivka Rachel Leia. No, it would be appropriate, parallelly, to say to the ben, Yisimech Elikim, Kavrom Yitzvot V'yakek. We don't, we say, Yisimech Elikim, Kefraim Bechemenashe. Ephraim and Menashe represent a fascinating yisoy. They represent that it's not Yiridas HaDoiros. This is the spitz bracha that a father can give to the child, that it's not Yiridas HaDoiros. That the next generation, Ephraim and Menashe are only Enik L'Chav Yaakov, not sons, No, but they were bechina of sons, because Yosef was zeichet to be a bechina of an av, and a male of the enek lachar a bechina of a den. That's the spitz bracha that a father, l'doyrus, gives the children. Yisimcha lekim bech Ephraim lech Menashe. Another pshat is why we say Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe are the first, they were born in Golus. You know, the Ovis and the Shvatim all grew up in Yaakov's house, in Yaakov's yeshiva. It was a big yeshiva. Beis HaTalmud. In Goishna also, they opened up a branch of the yeshiva. Ephraim and Menashe grew up, not a teacher. Yosef also was a Ben Skunim. He grew up, at least Petzirusa, the Toiv Shonim, until he was 17. He grew up, he vaxed in his father's yeshiva. Ephraim and Menashe grew up in Golus. And the Doiris, the Alpayim Shnois Golus, the Nusach of a Brocha that a father gives the Doiris every time to the child, is he should be like Ephraim and Menashe, that even though we're in Golus, Ephraim and Menashe are Keruven B'Shimon, that they stay connected even in the Golus. Chassam Sofer says a different shot. He says, because Ephraim represents Torah, and Menashe represents Oysher. You're giving it to all the Brocha that he should be Zoicha, not everyone Zoicha, but to be Zoicha, the Torah Gedula B'Mokam Echad, Ke Ephraim V'Chim Menashe, Beide Tzazamen. And then Yaakov Avinu calls off all the Shvatim, and it says, Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Esaketz, V'Nistalak Mimenu Shechino. Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Esaketz. Rav Shamshin Mestropolye says, Pshat Zazei, Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kates of when the Yidden are going to go out of Golus. And Yaakov knew that the Yidden are going to go out of Golus after 210 years, that's it. But what's the Cheshbon? We know one of the shamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in Parsha Shmois, the Abish that tells Moshe, Eya Asher Eya. And that's Gematria 21. It's not Yud Kevav, which is 26. Aleph Hey Yud Hey is 21. And there's a lot of Cheshbonis with this shame. Yaakov understood that Golus of Mitzrayim is because the brothers sold Yosef, and every one of the brothers that sold Yosef was poigim in the shame of Eya, which is 21. So you have to be in Golus 10 times that. But the emphasis is, how many brothers sold Yosef? Only 9 brothers. Reuben wasn't there, Binyamin wasn't there, Yosef was on the other end of the equation. He was the one being sold. So 9 brothers sold. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzaref to the minion. Over Bikesh Yaakov, Zot Rav Shamshon Mestropolye, Bikesh Yaakov Legalis as Haketz. He says Ketz is 190. Yaakov wanted to tell them that they're going to go out of Mitzrayim after 190 years. Because 21 times 9 is 189. You'll have your 51. 21 times 9 is 189. So Yaakov wanted to be Megalis the Ketz. Why Ketz? The Chorot will be 10 times 21. The Teretz is Nistalik Mimenu Shechina. He forgot about the fact that the Shechina was the 10th person on the minion. Nistalik Mimenu Shechina. He wanted to be Megala in Kate. He wanted to be Megala that they're going to go out of Mitzrayim after 190 years. After 21 times 9, because he made a cheshbon. There were 9 Shvatim that were shy after the Mechira. His mistake was Nistalik Mimenu Shechina. He forgot about the cheshbon of the Shechina. So Moira the Kazakh. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes, he says, "Be'emes, it's a very interesting kufa that Klal Yisrael is in. On one hand, already for 70 years ago was mamash a churban, noira v'oyim shalayhoyol me'oylom of Klal Yisrael, and afterwards, a lot of Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael from all the kitzvah's table of the different goliaths from the Arab countries that Klal wasn't shy from the Holocaust, and from all the Sridei Apleta." And it's a very mevulbel dikat kufa. Some people ask the kach. They think like the geula started. And say, Mufrat Gezach. The emes avad it's Mufrat Gezach. Yosef had a sim and he told him, Poka Yifkoit. Poka Yifkoit is a double lashon. Poka Yifkoit is that there's going to be a geula gashmi and a geula ruchni. And that was the remez that Yosef left with him. Poka Yifkoit. You should know, you want to know when it's the geula and when it's something else? When it's a geula gashmi together with the geula ruchni, when it's just the geula ruchni and this thing's going, just the geula gashmi and the gashmi is, and there's a shiltoin with gashmi and this, that's not the geula. The geula is pocket yifkoit. But he said he brings from Friedrich, from the before the shiltoin atzionim. He brings bikesh Yaakov legalis as a case, but it was nostalgic. You know, this in between tekufa, that's it's so mevulbel. On one hand, there's Ribi Yeshivas, and on one hand, there's Taka. A kibbutz of Goliath from Kitzvah's table, and so many Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. It's Achras Hayomim, yeah, but Mizal Nishmach and the Toyas, it was nostalgic. It wasn't klar the Agdorov had a fartaych this tkufa. So it's sugi b'fnei atzmei, afshafanandromo, of taiching the tkufa. Every one of the Shvatim gets a bracha. Reuven and Shimon actually don't get a bracha. They get more of a Musar Shmuz. Vaisloish, that's also a bracha. A Musar Shmuz in the right time, the right amount. It's a bracha. Vayisachar state. Vayar menucha kitoiv. Ve'esa eretz kino eima vayet shech ma'elizbo. He saw that menucha is a good zach. So therefore he went to work. Modern zach in the pasuk. He saw that menucha is good. So some say, he saw that menucha is good, but he wanted to give the Rabbi Shalom. He wanted to be mevatar to the Rabbi Shalom everything. He says, even though menucha is good, fakert, he was mevatar on his menucha. And he went and he shvitz and he heard of it. But everyone's a different shot. You know, a bachar that's a bit of a mashver, he rests a lot. Feels he needs to be mitzvah his koiches to get back into it. After he rests a lot, there's a famous Yisoi from Elu told us Noyach, you know, Shlom Zweiter. And the emes is, it comes a time, the person's anger, it's not gishmak already. You know when you really have a gishmak from a good shlof, if your mamish horror, then you much you put in a good storm, and bein a storm also you know, then it's mamish late at night, your mamish put in a good day. Okay, shlofen. That's a well earned rest. Vayar menucha kitoy, you saw that menucha is a good tzach. You have to first put in the arbit of beforehand. The Koshnitz Magid writes, it says Vahemshech by Don Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Lishuascha Kivisi Avaya, Moir the Kazakh. He says, in Gans Parshas Miketz and Vayigash, and also Vayichi till now, it doesn't say the Shem Yud Kevav in the third. There's a gewaltige choshech. The Shvatim don't know what's going on. They're going down to Mitzrayim. The Shulchan doesn't know what's going to be with them. It's a matzav of Hester Ponim. And all of a sudden, though, Mishuascha Kivisi Hashem. All of a sudden, there's a mapecha. Chofetz Chaim talks about this also. It says, you know, the brothers with Yosef, they mamish to know what's going on. The Shulchan of Mitzrayim is driving them crazy. He's putting Shimon in jail. He's taking Yosef, taking Binyamin. They don't know where they're getting hit from next. And one word, and everything was Miyoshev. Ani Yosef. All the kashas were Miyoshev. He says the same thing. Chofetz Chaim writes also the Osid Lovoy. There's going to be that mapecha. Ani Hashem. The Rabbi Yishlam is going to be in his gala. There's going to be a ganze tunkelkeit for weeks going here. And all the parshas, all of a sudden becomes Mishuvascha Kivisi Hashem because of that tikva that they didn't have. Mishuvascha Kivisi Hashem. Yosef. Yosef is tzadik yisoid oilam Yosef. The pasuk says, Mishom roye even Yisrael. I want to explain, we were hinted before there, but I want to elaborate a little bit more on the inyan of Yosef. Yosef is called even Yisrael. Even is the word av ben. Even, aleph beis nun. Av ben. On one hand, Yosef is also a bechin of an av. He's a father of Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. Be'emes, he was supposed to be the father of 12 Shvatim. And that's Be'emes, it's possible why the Shvatim was scared of him and had a mukhava with him and were mekane him, because the same way Avram got rid of Yishmael and Yitzchak gets rid of Esav and it's only Yaakov, the brothers thought that maybe Yosef is still cleaning it out and he's going to be the Hemshech and from him is going to be mine with the Shvatim. And it wasn't like that, because he's a Vada Ben, together with all the other Yudei Shvatim. But on the other hand, he's also a Bechin of an Av. You know, a fascinating deed, the last pasuk in the parasha, Vayomas Yosef v'meyav Eser Shonim. Yosef is nifted, the last pasuk. Vayomas Yosef v'meyav Eser Shonim. You start saying for Shmois, Eilu Shmois b'nei Yisrael, on fun parasha, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echa v'chol adorahu. Yosef is nifted twice. Pshat Yosef is nifted twice. The last pasuk in Bereishis is the Sefer Ha'ovos. And Yosef is also a bechin of Av. And at the bechin of Av, mamish, the climax, the end of Sefer Bereishis, Vayomas Yosef. Not all the brothers, Vayomas Yosef. Of the Sefer Shmois, it's starting the Sefer Abonim. Starts with the Shvatim, the Elish Shmois, B'nei Yisrael, Abom, it's right, man. Shtei, Vayomas Yosef, the bechin of that he's one of the Shvatim, he's one of the brothers, he's nifter in Parsha Shmois. But he's both bechinas, he's Av and he's Ben. In the bechin of that he's Av, he's zoicha to be Maimit Shvatim. Like we saying before, there's no Yerida Sadoiris even. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim, no Yotza, Eser Tipis Nimenu. But Yosef is this Bechina of Av. Now one of the main Nekudas of Yosef, Yosef is Oymed in a tremendous Nesoyin. an assignment that maybe we can parallel to the Nisyonis specifically, that the door of today is Oymed Mulay, but he has a tremendous Nisyon, and he's Oymed Ben Nisyon. He sees the Musti Yupnai Shel Aviv, and the Musti Yupnai Shel Aviv is what is matzel him. His father warns him. He says, you want to be called Roya Zoynis Ya'abed Hoin? You want to lose your Asid? The Mepharshim explained, what was he telling him? Roya Zoynis Ya'abed Hoin? In the Avnei Achoshin, we spoke about this another time, in the Avnei Achoshin, it says the names of all the Shvatim. And Yaakov is saying, Asid, that the Choshin is going to say the names of all the Shvatim. You want your name not to be there? And if your name is not going to be there, we know that on the Shvatim, besides on the Avnei Achoshin, besides each name of the Shevet, it also added Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei, Yeshurun. And each stone had six letters, so if the Shevet's name was less than six letters, it added an extra letter or two. Binyamin has six letters, Taka. So Yosef had the Vav and the Nun of Yeshurun. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei, Yeshurun. The Vav and Nun of Yeshurun was by Yosef. And on the Avdi Ephoi, to make sure that there's 25 letters on both stones, it said Yehosef. So you got an extra hey, that's hey Vav Nun, that's Hoin. Roya Zoyin is Yaabed Hoin. You're going to lose all of your asid. Now that's a tremendous yisoid. This nekud of Yosef, to have the self-control, be'etzem, is the yisoid of knowing, when you're oymed mul and yisoyin, to know that this is a dover choylef, that lasts a second or a minute, rega kememre, lu'umas netzach. That's what Yosef put in front of him. He saw dmus diokneh shel aviv, and he realized, whatever this nisoyin is, what this is being offered, what maybe there could be a hano gashmi rigi, 1 minute, over what's the umas the osid? That's the yisoid. Yosef is the midah of yisoid, but this nakuda of yisoid is the control. And the emes, the sfarim talk a lot about the fact that Yosef was in tremendous control of his regosh, of his hargoshes and his hanhoga. Moir the gazach, Rabbi Yerucham writes a shvera nusach even. The pasuk says v'lo yochel Yosef lisapik. Says the Torah was made, but he was at a stage when he couldn't be misapik to tell the brothers. And what does he do? He quietly says, move everyone from the room. That takes another few minutes. Yeah, it's a whole malchus. Skan, sar, chves, sar ha'oifes, sar chves, all the different things. Sar ha'briyut, sar this, chves, I don't know what was it. And the Torah already said that he was holding by the Lord Yochol his apik. Oh, but he was misapik. There's another fascinating diak. It says, Yosef goes down to see Yaakov. It says, but he went that his father should see him. Revolver's madness is nakuda. He had tremendous gagum to see his father also. But he went so his father should see him. Ragei Father Tata. It's a control of your irrigation. But before the coming to the Madregas and Yaakov and these dakuyos of this Nakuda, but the Etzem Yisoid, to realize that something is only for a rega, whatever the utzman, the power of the shuka to do it is, l'umas netzach. Now everyone understands that really. You know, Misha Tarav Be'erev Shabbos Yoichel B'Shabbos. If you sign the hain and sign the lav, if you do or don't do what you are or not supposed to do, so then you know you're going to get the netzach. You know, people put money into pension plans. You know, you could use the money now. You could spend it. No, you save. You save up. You realize that you're saving up for something. On a more shtarka madrega, you make such cheshbonis and cheshbonis shamayim for every prat. You know, there's a famous maaser they said in the Vargik to bring out this nakuda. It's a muscle, a maaser shaloi hoya, but it brings out an interesting point. There was a group of shikairim that made up that whoever goes up to Shemayim first should come back and send a message. You know, what's Tutz of Darden? Shikairim. So one of them came back, he goes up to the upstairs, he comes back, he tells them what was the Yom HaDin, what was the maaser. He says, we had it in Torah that they told me, why did you patchka away all your days with drinking? You could have learned, you could have done mitzvahs, you could have done chesed, you could have... He said, skiven gishmak. You know, that's what I enjoyed. So he said, you used to drink wine? He said, yeah. And wine is gishmak. And arak, yeah. He said, what about whiskey? He said, yeah, whiskey also I used to drink. They told him, whiskey doesn't taste good. Netzachar, be honest with us. It doesn't, when it goes down, it's not enjoyable. It's Brent. He said, yeah, but afterwards it's gishmak. So he said, that's not the same. Zoi, you always knew that the cheshbon is, that, you know, really you should have done higher midas mitzvahs chesed, but you wanted the gishmak right now. Oh, but yemoyde, how come on, yemoyde, by whiskey is the chnishta zoi. Azoi, you tell him, you didn't know this cheshbon, matut fashbeter, but you did, you yourself yemoyde, mineyu beg, there's a teichocha mineyu beg. By whiskey it's not right away, and it's gemak the cheshbon, oh, but it's kedai. No, why didn't he make the cheshbon at Rat Vayter? So the other shikarim, but they fear us in the Vardik, the Shtef. So they asked him, so what did you learn from this Amida Bedin? He said, continue drinking, just drink only wine and Arak, don't drink whiskey, you'll be fine in the Amida L'Shamayim, I'm giving you a patent. Says, that's the maskana you're supposed to come from. That was the zog at the end. Oh, but the Yisoy Chabay is to not make the mistake of throwing away, patching away the osid for the rega. Now there's another nakuda by Yosef. By Yosef it says, the Yosef Yoshis Yodai Ali Necha. The Abish was telling Yaakov last week when he's going down to Mitzrayim, Yosef Yoshis Yodai Ali Necha. What does that mean? A lot of Rishonim learn, it's a Yisoid that when a father, and that's the normal way how it's to be, that a father is nifter b'chayei b'noi, not Rachmana Litzlan, the other way, that the son died. And eventually, we all do that. Remember that. But the normal seder is that the father is nifter b'chayei b'noi, and then the son is the one that closes the father's eyes. The Yoshis Yodei Ali Necha. But the Sfarim talk a lot about the idea that Yosef is considered a Nayim. Yosef represents self-control, and represents Shmira Sein Nayim. V'hini Einechem Royos, V'eini Achi Ben Yom, Shteit Kaseidah by Yosef, Inyan of Einayim. So the Sfarim explains, it's a very interesting thing. Yosef and Binyamin are crying on each other's shoulders. Binyamin has the Beis HaMikdash. The Batei Mikdash were in Binyamin's Chelek. Shiloi, Mishkan Shiloi was in Yosef's Chelek. Mishkan Shiloi, as a Moirid exact, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that Kuf Yudches, Kochim Kalim, you know, when there was this heter of Bomis, you could make Kochim Kalim anywhere. When there was a heter of Bomis, when the Mishkan was annoyed, Givon, Gilgal, you could have the heter Bomis. Menucha is Shiloi. Nachala is Beis HaMikdash. During the time that the Mishnah was in Shiloi, and also in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you were only able to be Makriv in the Menucha of Nachala, only in Shiloi. So where were you able to eat Kachin Kalim and Kachin Kachin? So in the Beis HaMikdash, Kachin Kachin were only Nechal in the Asara, and Kachin Kalim were Nechal in the entire Chaymos Yerushalayim. And what about in Shiloi? What was the distance? There was no walls by Shiloi. It was just a Mishkan. So where could you eat the Kachim Kalim? Where does it end? Where's the Mechitza? Right? In Yerushalayim, it was Choymos Yerushalayim. What's the limit where you could eat Kachim Kalim in Shiloi? The Chol HaRoya. It's a Mishnah, it's brought down in Gemara Megillah also. So again, it's Vachim. But Yerushalayim is Lefnim in HaChoyma. B'Shiloi, the Chol HaRoya. As you can be very far away, but if you're able to see Shiloi, you could eat the Kachim Kalim. That's because it's Yosef. Yosef was the Oivid on the Shmira of the Inayim. So the Re'iyah, you don't see other things in between. You're not shtered by Ander Zach. You see Shiloh, you see the Kedusha, you're able to eat from the Kachim Kalim. It depends what you see. You could have someone that's mamish by the Kaisel, and he's seeing Ander Zach. And I can ask someone that he has to go to a dentist on the Rehov King George's place, the Kuch Nefesh, and he sees a Rashba. It depends what you see. Yosef is the Shmira of the Einayim, and by Yosef's mocking of Shiloi, the Kedusha was Bechol Horoyah. That's Moirid. The Pasuk says, Ki leibosem ad ato el ha-menucha ve'el ha-nachal. Menucha zu Shiloi, nachal zu Beis HaMikdash. Menucha. You know, sometimes with a person has an assoyin of things that he's seeing. I mean, you have people, family, they see things, place. Take care of them also, but you have sometimes, if you see something, you don't have menucha. You don't have menucha. And you spend so much energy. You can have a buffer or an imam or someone that's trying to learn, and he puts in a lot, not someone that's passing away his time. His mom is trying hard, and he puts in all his energy, and it's vayar menucha kitoi vayechech melispa. At the end of the day, it's famata from all the work that he put in. But the payers and the production that he made, if he would take cheshbon, is that he extended 80% of his energy just on, because he doesn't have menucha because of this Indian. And he's oimit in his son, but he's expending energy on that, and he's not able to go weiter and much further and higher than he would be able to. If you have menucha from this Indian, that's Yosef. Yosef has menucha from this Indian of the Einayim. And then he's able to be b'chol aroya. You can eat kachim kalim, b'chol aroya. And then you can get to vayar menucha kitoy, vayar shech melispal. A person could be that much more shteig. That's the yisoid of Yosef. Bemis, it says over here, by he Hashem es Yosef. I was also with the end of Bemis from last week. By he Hashem es Yosef, by he Yishmatzliach. Where does it say that Yosef was an Ish Matzliach? By the 17 years by his father? No. When he was at Mamash, the worst, when he was in the base by Tifra, with all the Nisyonis, by Yi Hashem Es Yosef, by Yi Ish Matzliach. That was his Atzlach, he was Oymed. As far as I'm explained, though, it's interesting. Yosef is Gematria Yudke Vovke 6 times. 6 times 26 is 156. Yaakov is Yudke Vovke 7 times. 182 is Yaakov. Yaakov lives 147. That's 7 times the Shem Eya. There's an Indian about that. But he has Shem Es Yosef. Yosef has Yad HaDishmai of one more Shem, one more Yudke Vovke, and then he was Bechina of Yaakov. He saw the most Yukne Shal Oviv, and he was able to talk to the Oymen Ben Esoyim. So that was the Rabbi Yosef. For the Maisa, at the end of the parsha, you have that Yaakov Avinu, Taka says, Vayigva Vayosef al Amov. But we know, the Kitzer, we know that the Gemara says in Tainus, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Frek the Gemara, Vichy Bechdi Safdu Sevdaina Vachanto Chantai Vachavar Kavrai, but what was going on? It says there was a Hespid, there was Chanota, there was a Kvura. What do you mean loy meis? Shver Kash. Amar loy Mikrani Doirish. It says, "Al tira abdi Yaakov, al techas Yisrael, ma hu b'chayim, ma kashut mazari, mazari b'chayim, afu b'chayim." Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu is a bechin of chay. It's fair as that. The Gemara says, "Akasha, what were they doing? The chanota, the hester, the kfura." So the Gemara says a drash that the bechin of the Klal Yisrael stays alive, and Klal Yisrael is not called Hashem Avram or Yitzchak. They're called Hashem Yaakov. Yaakov is loy meis because his name is Yisrael, and we're called the Bnei Yisrael, and that's the meaning of Yaakov Avinu loy meis. You know, but the Velt says interesting zach. Lamaisa, the Gemara still had a good kasha. The Gemara asked about the Chidi, Kabur Kunt Kavraya, the Chantuch and Tayyah. Where did the Gemara answer that kasha? The Gemara gave a drash, Mahu Bachayim, Avzai Bachayim. What's with the kasha? The Teretz is, from a kasha Shtarfinish. The kasha Shtarfinish. See, you saw it. You have a Shveris in you. From a kasha Shtarfinish. You had a good kasha, but that doesn't mean I could be asked to die because of your kasha. I'll give you a dogma. There was once a famous Maisa, there was a Shaila of an Aguna. And a certain Rav was Matar the Aguna. And a few years later, the husband showed up, the original husband showed up, and they asked this Rav, how did he come to this wrong Maskan? And it was a whole lengthy tshuva that he came based on the sugya to come out that she's Mutter. So he said, Be'emes went through the sugya of Aguna, the end of Yevamis, and I had a shvera kasha in the sugya. And because of this kasha, to learn a pshat in a certain nekud in the sugya, I boyed us a big yisoid. And based on that yisoid, that was the basis for the hetter for this issue. So they told him, yeah, for nakasha shtar, and she said, the husband, you have a kasha in the sugya, it doesn't mean that the husband is dead. So nakasha shtar finished. Lamaisa, this inyan of the Yaakov Avinu loy meis, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, the inyan of loy meis is that by some tzaddikim there's a madrega that even after their nifter, avana the neshama still exists in dilemma sal yoyne, but by some tzaddikim there's a bechina that even the guf of a certain bechina can come back. And be'emes, it's a gemara in ksubis that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, and Nossi is Rosh HaTevis, Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu, Nossi. He's the bechina of Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu. Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come every Friday night back to his house, and Rabbi Kiva Eger there brings in Gilyan Ashas, B'Shem, the Sefer HaChasidim, that he would come and he would be moitzi his house in Kiddush. He would come in his Shabbos clothes, and he was moitzi them in Kiddush. How would they get to Kiddush? He's not a Bar Chiyuva. Vaisnais, he's a Bar Chiyuva. He's coming back. He's considered chayv and nitzvus. Forget about the moitzis of the inyan of this happening, but the Sharvani Bayis were yoytz kiddush with him. He was moitzis them in kiddush. He's considered chayv. Loy meis. And the emes, there's a medrash of an order here that really parallels it. The same way Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous madrega in the Yud Zayin Shonim that he was in Mitzrayim, the Toiv Shonim. It says Rabbeinu HaKadosh also, Rabbi Danossi, was 17 years living in Sipoiri. And those are the best years of his life where he made the Torah Shabbat Peh. Yaakov is Bechina Torah Shabbat Ksav, and the parallel of him, the Nitzitz Shal Yaakov Avinu, was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was parallel to that, his 17 years in Sipoiri, where he stole the Vek Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's why, I mean, I once heard a Harifas, the reason why a mace and Chofshi, it says a mace can't be Moitzi someone Yedei Chayvasi, he's already popped up on the mitzvahs. So how is Rabbeinu HaKadosh able to be Moitzi them? This is a little pula, I don't know if it's a Pashup Shah. Someone wanted to say a Chiddush, that the reason the mace is popped up on the mitzvahs is because since he's buried, and there's a din that a mace has to be covered, it's a din. So he's oisik, the mitzvah that he's covered. So oisik mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Kaddish is not in his kever, he's in his house. So he came back home, so there's no reason why he can't be moitzi in kiddush. Basically, it's a chiddush. Lamaisa, the Gemara asks, When it said Yaakov Avinu lo meis, three questions. V'chi v'chdi softu sabdayin, what about the hesped? Chantu chantayin, what about the chanota? And what about the kvura? And over there Rashi says, so the Gemara answers, no, Yaakov Avinu lo meis, the pasuk. So Rashi, they did do chanota and hesped? Kisvur ha'yushemes, they thought he was dead, really he wasn't. So the Chochmas Menoyach, the Dagoyes, within the Gemara and Tainus, he says that's only by the chanota and by the hesped. But when they had to bury him, he died. Yaakov Avinu lo meis only means till the burial. Which is a fascinating thing, because we know, the Chasam Sofer and others bring the Cheshbon, that Yaakov Avinu was buried on Asorah the Tates. He was nifter on Sukkis, and they did 70 days of chanota, the 70 days of chanota, if he was nifter the first day of Sukkis, it's machlokes, some say he was nifter on Nishan Rabbah, but if you learn that he was nifter on the first day of Sukkis, and then the 70 days of chanota end Hanukkah, and then it takes a few days for 70 days of Hesped after the Chanota, and then it takes a few days, he makes the Cheshbon to travel from Mitzrayim all the way to Chevroi, he makes the Cheshbon, Genoi was a Asar B'Tedis. So Yaakov Avinu was Nikbar in Asar B'Tedis. But in this Pshat, he was also Nifter in Asar B'Tedis. He was Mace in Asar B'Tedis. And who else was? Esav. Esav had a head removal done, Voivayim also, and his Roish goes into the Aras Machpelah also. And that's what's so fascinating about Asar B'Tedis. Asar B'Tedis, on one hand, is the beginning of the process of the Golas. The siege. Also, the Mechiris Yosef, Satan's farm, was on Asar B'Tedis. But on the other hand, Oz Yimolei's Chokpinu at the end, Esav's head is also in with Asar B'Tedis. Asar B'Tedis represents the beginning of the process, and also the Ascholas Hagula. Some Sefer explains that's why we fast on Asar B'Tedis, even if it's on a Shabbos, because it's such an important day that it's representing even the osir of what's going to be, if Hashem is deciding again to start the process of Golos. So that's the cheshbon of Yaakov Avinu lo meis, but he was taka, they nifted on the same day. Now, if he's there, Tamar de Gazach, Rivka says, Lama eshko shneichem v'yaymechad, I don't want you to both die on the same day. She said it on nevuah. So the Gemara explains, even though really, Gemara Saita, it didn't really happen on the same day, but at least they were buried the same day. According to this Chokmas Menoyach, it was mamish meduktik, because Yaakov Avinu was meis b'yom kfurosan. So, that's also the pasuk says. Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, "Hineni meis bekever asher karisi li." I'm going to die in the kever that you're going to bury. Dig me. Hineni meis bekever asher karisi li. He was meis in the kever. The last pasuk Firzois by Yomes Yosef ben Meir the Esar Shonim in Medrash state that Yosef Hatzadik Av Ben was nifter the first time here in Bereshis as an Av. He was nifter on Ishana Rabbah. Meya v'eser is soif tevis hoishana rabba. Yosef is the yoshpizin the day before hoishana rabba. Pashtus, they say that everyone of the yoshpizin comes on his yartzeit. Yosef, well, actually, it depends. The machlekes where Yosef is, that's a different story in the yoshpizin. But Yosef was nifter in hoishana rabba. And that's mamash the gemar of Sefer Bereshis. But the Sfarim explain that from the Arizal's time and on, Be'emes Klal Yisrael, in the process of the year, they spend a lot of time on his gabris and tshuva and you know being ma'ir that the zman is masugul for that, and we know that we have Aryeh. Aryeh is Elul Rosh Hashanah Rosh Tevis. Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Hoshana Rabbah. It's a process. Some say it's Zayis Chanukah. Yeah, over Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Hoshana Rabbah and Bayomas Yosef Hoshana Rabbah, and then the chayr is over. It's a long winter, but then the doyrus achroinim they realized, Klal Yisrael realized that the Eibishter was Mesabit that starts Shoivavim. Nochmo, Atkufa. If for the Ovois it was enough, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, but for the Bonin, when it starts to say for Abonin, Vaistais, and the Shpetet, the Gedoyrus, they need more. So Safanta, Nochmo, the process, was Mekanarain Chapin, Kirvas Hashem, and Shmira, and all the Inyonim, Ezer Hashem.